Bagel.
Ethan, Bagel, podcast.
Mitchell, hotel or Airbnb.
Thank you. Yes, I'm in an Airbnb. All right, where are you? Just describe your environment. Just
in my room. Well, not my room, actually. I'm very, very wealthy, so I have a two-bedroom apartment.
Okay.
I mean, it's just the podcast money paying off, really. That's all I have to attribute it. Like, my salary versus the podcast money, it's like, I'm kind of working for fun at this point.
Yeah, I feel that. And, like, the ads that are, the AdSense that we're making is wild.
AdSense money versus paycheck money? Yeah, I'll take AdSense money every day, please.
Yeah. The pay-per-click, or whatever the word is. RPM? Rate?
CPM.
CPM, clicks per milli? Dude, go nuts.
Are CPMs or KPIs? You know, I'm more concerned about those CPMs than I am KPIs, tell you what.
Yeah, I don't know what KPI means, but I'm very concerned.
I was going to say, people in production would be very excited about that joke.
What does it mean?
It's KPIs are key productivity indicators.
Oh.
And so it's like rates of like how many units picked in an hour, how many locations cleaned, stuff like that.
Gotcha.
Per hour. So it's like in a warehouses, it's a very common metric used by a lot of people.
Fun.
So like I said, if anyone works in a warehouse and listens to our show, they're going to love that joke. That joke would kill in the warehouse.
Our KPI is like 0.75.
If you know, episodes you know.
Hour.
Episodes per hour?
Yeah. Do the math.
I'm not doing the math.
Yeah, right. Because we do like an hour and a half a week, so per hour is like
out of hour and a half out of what's 7 times 24?
Wait.
Or no, okay. It would be technically during. We should not do this.
So okay, I have a funny story actually.
Okay. So I was. Do we want to start the podcast?
Yeah, I was at home this weekend, and it was fun. Got to see my parents' new house, hang out, and I learned something very fascinating. So, as we talked about previously, my car was about to hit 250,000 miles, and it did. It happened. So big milestone. And my car's name is Greg. Okay. And I named my car after a guy named Greg, who I bought the car from. Greg, the guy, man, not the car, is good friends with my dad. And the other day, I posted a video on my Instagram of, I think you saw that, right? Of
yeah, my car. Very nice tribute to one yep. quarter of a mile, million miles.
Thank you. But yeah, so basically it was to the song Range Rover by Ben Rector. It says 250,000 miles on the motor. And so I thought that'd be a fun way to like throw out my car hit that, you know? And then I was editing this video. I didn't know exactly like what to do with the ending, but then I decided to make it into like a tribute to Greg, like almost like Greg died, but he's alive still. So I said, thanks for everything.
Wait.
What up?
So in that, thanks for everything, Greg, you're not referring to the actual person, are you?
Well, no, I'm not.
Okay.
I'm talking about my car. I said, thanks for everything, Greg. Let's go for quarter or half a mil. And then I put a bunch of photos up in my car. But anyway, my mom commented on the video. And she was like, oh, this is great. This is awesome. And then she said, we have a lot of memories of buying cars from Greg. So I'm like, okay, now she thinks that I'm talking about the guy Greg. So I said, Mom, Greg is the name of my car. Well, that
happens. Wait, did you say this in the comment section?
Yeah, the comment section. I said, Mom, Greg is my car. And she said, oh, that makes more sense. I thought that was the end of the conversation. I'm home. Sunday night, we're eating dinner. And my parents start telling this story where they saw this video. And then they thought, oh, Mitchell's doing a tribute to Greg, the man. So then my dad texted the video to Greg, like, my son just made a tribute to you on the internet. And then right after they texted that to the man, Greg, I texted mom back and I said, "Mom, Greg is my car." So then they're sitting there like dying in their living room because they realized that they just sent this kind of creepy video to this man that I've met like twice.
And named your car after.
Yeah, and named my car after. They think I made a tribute video to him, the human male. And then they realize that the name of the car is actually Greg. And the best part, all Greg texted back was no punctuation, just "That's great." That's all he says. "That's great." I pour my heart and soul out. He says, "That's great." So that's all I got. But it was just a funny miscommunication.
Greg, "That's great" with no punctuation is brutal.
It's brutal. It's like a thumbs up emoji. It's just not good.
Even that, I mean, even that says something about liking, because "That's great" sounds like you could be like, "Oh, that's just great."
Yeah. "That's great." Like I can hear
exactly
him, you know, talking to his wife. "Oh my gosh, did you see this video this kid made about me? That's scary." But I guess we got to say something nice to his mom. Like, you know, that's what I'm imagining.
Oh, I'm imagining he gets the video on his phone and he's already been dealing with multiple other tributes from his other people who've purchased cars from him and subsequently named their car after him. And then he keeps on being like, "Man, I wish these people would stop. Like, I'm still alive."
Yeah.
And then he gets that text and he sees it and he goes like, "Great, that's great." And you're like, "You know what? That's great.
Great.
I'm done.
Another Greg on the road. Man.
Gosh. Uh-huh. Yeah. Another tribute to my death. I'm still alive, guys."
Yeah.
And he, also, stop naming your cars after me.
I think he's Greg the second. So, like, he's already named after his dad. It's like, it's too much, you know? Too much for one family to bear. Too much responsibility.
Yeah, that makes sense. Because
with Greg power comes Greg responsibility.
No, that's true. You put that in the video, too, didn't you?
No, but I should have.
Oh, that would have been good.
I'll add it to
I think end. It, yeah, that's good. Pull it down, repost it, tag Greg this time, maybe? Yeah.
I actually almost,
maybe that's what it is. Maybe he wants credit.
I almost tagged him because his car dealership is A1 Motors in Chambersburg, Pennsylvania. I tried to find him on Instagram. I couldn't find him, though. I almost tagged him. That would have been worse, I think. That would have been something.
No, I think at the same time, though, if you tagged him, I would have been like that's the best compliment you can get as a car dealership. I didn't know he had a full car dealership. I thought he just, like, was selling a car and you guys bought it, but... Full car dealership, dude, that's like a great advertising. If I saw someone posting like, "Yo, a car I bought from this place just hit 250,000 miles." But yo, sign me up.
True. Yeah, Greg's built as an empire out there in Pennsylvania. Everybody knows him.
The A1 Motors Empire.
Yeah. He's competing with the sauce A1. So that's tough. Like, that's a tough competitor.
Yeah, that is hard. I mean, barbecue sauce or transportation.
Yeah.
It's just a hard, you know, question you have to deal with.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, that's Greg of the week. Yeah. So,
hey, thanks for sharing.
Everything Gregel podcast.
Yeah, that's a good time.
Yeah.
I have another kind of, so I'm on a new phone now. Before the show, we were talking about it. And did I previously share the ordeal it's been trying to get this phone?
I think last week you were still waiting for it. Like, you thought it would be here. And so you like... threw your phone against a wall or something. What'd you do? Something wacky?
Then you pitched it against the wall. No, just bad, poor handling, mismanagement of the phone. That's what it is. Bad ball security, if you will.
Yeah, I will. What'd you do?
But it worked great up until it passed away fully.
Okay.
It was humanely put down upon receival of the new phone.
Okay. When did it pass away? How'd you put it down? What's your obituary? You know.
So, I mean, the big thing I do is like the changing of the guard, per se. The new phone has to meet and be around the old phone for a while.
It's like when you replace a fish's water. Like, it has to be, like, half the new water.
Yeah, I could see that. I think I carried them both together in my pockets for a while. So they're in close contact with each other. And, you know, usually I would just kind of chuck the other one in the dumpster as soon as I got the delivery notification.
Hmm.
But this time we had some other issues going on where, so we bought all 6 phones, my parents did. The whole family redid the plan. We're all on a new plan all together. And all 6 phones were shipped home to Minnesota. Now my sister lives in Utah. I live in Columbus. My 2 brothers live near Dayton. So you have a situation now where 6 phones need to get distributed out. Only 2 of them are going to the same location. Dad packs them all up, sends them out. Brothers get them, like, on their expected delivery date. Katie's in mine, stops moving on the map altogether, not showing up, no idea. And then all of a sudden, we get a text and says, hey, it's been moved now, it's in Chicago. And you're like, okay, nice, move in progress, good, good. And then we get another update, I think a day or two later, it's like, hey, update, it's in Jacksonville, Florida.
Huh?
So not good, that's not the right direction.
No, you know.
Yeah, no, so like, you know, concerning. And then it just, it goes dark. Line goes dead, don't hear anything from USPS.
Right.
For, I think it was like 2 days or so. And that's okay. A long time if you're sitting there with a phone that's already on its last leg. And then you have to go through a work week with a non-functioning phone.
Yeah.
Brutal.
It's like that another planet one. In Interstellar where every day on the planet is like 7 years on Earth. That's basically what you're dealing with here.
That's what it felt like. Yeah. Every day at work felt like 30 years of a phone being lost in the USPS mail system.
Yeah, it's like the same.
So then I send myself down a rabbit hole, and I start Googling, like, USPS status of the package. I don't remember what it all was, but it was, like, this big, long description of where it was. It was, like, moving through facility network or something like that. And then everyone was like, yeah, I showed that for, like, a month, and then I just filed a lost package. And I was like, oh, no. So I was sitting there thinking I'd lost it, and I was going to have to deal with this phone that had no service, it had no cellular, it just, like, stopped working.
Sheesh.
Because the carrier that it was with before was like, you're leaving, you can't refill anything now, like, we're not going to re-up, your plan's over when it's over kind of a thing. So I used up everything, and it was gone. So anyways, we finally get the phones, and then we schedule a meeting. 2 days after we received the phone, I received my phone, we schedule a meeting where the whole family would get on a Google Meets call, try to activate our phones. We all get on there. Everyone's chipper and happy, like, yeah, I got new phones, have the whole family together, in quotes, you know, hang out. And then we go to activate, and we're all going through the same steps. And then my phone pops up, and it's like, your phone is now active with a phone number ending in 4 digits that are not my phone number. And I say, hey, it just said I'm activated with that number. And then Ezra goes, oh, that's my number. And then can everyone else in the family, except for my mom, she got her right phone because a blue phone and everyone else got black and they just were sent out without delineation.
Oh, no.
And so everyone's like, yo, I got Enoch's phone number. Katie's like, yo, I have Ezra's.
That's brutal. Or,
no, Katie had dad's and then dad had mine. Oh, and so it's just like, okay.
You guys got to switch lives now. Like, don't switch the phone. Switch
I know. It kind of felt like it. Yeah. Like dad was receiving my work texts. He was like, hey, when we got all the phones lined up. So basically, I'll finish up the story first. So we start heading out to Katie. We're almost sending Katie out. It's like 8 p.m. our time and like 10, or no, it'd be 6 p.m. her time. And she's like, there's an 18, because we're trying to get them activated and we can't figure out how to do it. We're kind of like, this might be stuck for a minute. Get on the phone with support. Support's like, yeah, it's going to be like that unless you can get to a store. All right, so Katie's like, yo, I'm going to head to the store. But she's, like, exhausted and tired of all this. And so I was like, yo, I'll just go tomorrow morning. I go the next morning, walk in, and immediately they're like, are you the authorized owner or something of the plan? And I was like, no, that's my dad. They're like, okay, yeah, we can't. I mean, there's literally we can't do anything for your phone at this point. Like, nothing. And I was like, oh, okay. So I left to call my dad. He goes in at lunch, and all of a sudden all their phones get activated. Everything's taken care of. We're good. So my dad texts me like later in the afternoon. Or I texted him later in the afternoon. I was like, hey, did you get any like texts back about anything? Because I had sent out some texts the day before everything died.
Uh-huh.
And then he was like, yeah, it's like, is it Tyler's birthday? Stuff like it's just all stuff like that. But we're all squared away now. But it was a little bit of a mess there for a couple of days where I was receiving texts about where the study group was meeting because I had Ezra's number.
Yeah.
You know, a BTS something or other was closed, so they're going to have to move somewhere else. So I was like, that's good to know, man. Honestly, glad I'm in the loop for that.
Oh, for sure.
But yeah.
That's hilarious.
Phones,
dude.
When you have like a phone that's working, like as soon as it was activated, I was like, man, I love phones. These are so genius. Whoever thought of these is just such a smart guy.
Yeah.
And then the minute you have the slightest problem, you're like, whoever made these is so dumb, and I hate Apple and telecom. I think we should all go back to letters.
Let's go back to grunting and not inventing fire yet and dying when we're six.
100%. And then also when you get a second where you're on Wi-Fi and your phone works enough to run through some like reels. Like, oh, never mind. Yeah, these things are good.
I'm fine with climate change now. It's chill.
Yeah.
Well, never mind. This is actually it's totally not chill, fine. In actually, fact. Anymore. It's hotter than that.
But you know, that's kind of like fine, you know.
Yeah, it's cool. It's cool. Like Biden's fine, you know. I mean, he's kind of dumb, but he's fine. Like,
he's just sleepy.
he's full of sleepy. I mean, me too.
I'm not gonna get into it, but I feel bad for the man, dude.
Oh,
I do. Sometimes you see videos like, dude, you should be like playing cribbage. And
bro, he's so old.
Looking forward to community nights and having your nursing home friends at the local, you know, Lions Club, something like that. Just absolutely. Like, you feel bad.
Absolutely.
It's like instead the man's got to like do like big work stuff.
Yeah, he has to press that big button, red button on the Oval Office desk that says start a war, you know.
I'm not going to lie. I don't super know what the president does like on a day-to-day basis.
I think mostly cribbage match. So that's why he wanted the job actually. But then it kind of, it was the old switcheroo, you know?
Oh, so I always thought president was like super hard, but if it's just cribbage, like maybe I'll try out.
Yeah, it's chill. That's why Obama's hair, like within like 2 years turned completely gray. Remember that?
Yeah. Yeah. Is that also why like, you know, Abe Lincoln, for example, looked about 10 to 15 years older after 4 years?
Yeah. 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 I thought you were going to say, is that why Abe Lincoln was, like, assassinated?
Oh, no. But that also makes sense. You know, cribbage match gone wrong.
Yeah. I can't play Monopoly with my family. It's John Wilkes Booth up in here, dude.
Yeah, for real. I can understand that. You got a little Amos. Joel.
You wrote a name in the Minor Prophets right about now. It's a little Zebediah in here, dude.
No. Cain and Abel. Oh, my goodness. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
Why were Joel and Amos the two
that were in Joel that? And Amos? Oh man. Yeah. That's hilarious. You're
going Joel and Amos on him, bro.
That's hilarious.
Yo, bro's wow. going straight Zebediah on him.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. Wow. Well, glad you got it all figured out with the phone. And your phone's currently working, so.
The biggest thing I noticed so far has been the battery life. Being just so unbelievably long,
yeah.
Where it's like, oh my goodness, it's you know 7-8 p.m. My phone's just now hitting 30%, and it's still running totally fine.
That's goated,
bro. I would like charge my phone 3 times a day usually.
Yeah, that makes a big difference. My phone is currently on. I was gonna say it's on 76%, but that's because I'm driving a rental car right now, and it uses CarPlay, so it charges it while I'm driving. Usually, I don't have that, but good stuff.
You still hit it with an aux?
Well, no, it's like a USB. Wait, what do you mean? Like in my car?
Like you don't? How does your phone not charge while you're driving?
When I'm gregging?
Yeah, sorry. When you're gregging, how does your phone not charge?
Yeah, I just hit it with
that capability.
I hit it with the aux.
So you're not putting any power in that phone?
No, not when I'm driving.
You don't have like one of those Bluetooth transmitters?
No. Dude, those things are the
worst. I think Greg would really like it.
I hate those Bluetooth things.
I think Greg would like it, man.
Are you talking about the Bluetooth thing that goes through the radio?
Yeah.
Oh, I would. I was going to say something really drastic. I would end my life. I would end my life, I think.
Okay.
Not to be dramatic about it.
Is it the voice at the beginning when you turn on the car?
Is that what the fact that you drive for 15 minutes and then all you can hear is, so let's say you're listening to Bad Day by Daniel Powder. Had a bad day. And then you have to change the channel.
No, this is slander. This is slander.
Change the channel.
No.
And then the next day. And then you get the song again. It's brutal.
I personally have had that experience one time consistently. Every time you drive through Chicago, all the radio waves get filled up and you can't do it.
Oh, good. Otherwise, yeah. That's great.
Otherwise, it's like not every 15 minutes. It's like when you cross state lines or, you know, over 3 hours of driving.
Yeah, that's not, I'm sorry.
Oh, man. I've had fantastic success with it.
I think 9 out of 10 times I've used one of those, it's, you know.
Okay, but let me tell you about this idea where when you're coming home from work, your phone's charging, and you get home and your phone's at like 55, 70, 80%.
My phone has died probably 2 times in the last year, so I don't really need that. You know what I'm saying?
How does it... Really?
Yeah.
I guess you're just better at unplugging than I am.
Oh, well, yeah, like not using my phone. Yeah, I'm not
addicted. I love my phone.
I do use it quite a bit. I haven't had social media on my phone in a little while, so that helps.
So what do you do on it?
My phone? Yeah. Well, right now, I actually today got Instagram again to look somebody up, but I'll probably delete it later. I have Facebook right now, which is so dumb. I just watched Facebook Shorts. I hate my life right now. I hate watching Facebook Shorts, but I can't stop.
Okay. Facebook Shorts or YouTube Shorts?
Oh, I'm going to choose Black History Month, I think.
Speaking of which, welcome to it.
Yeah. Oh, this month? I thought it was... Oh, never mind. I keep thinking it's June. That's Pride Month.
No, yeah, that's a different
month. It's different. It's
different vibes altogether.
Different vibes. Yeah, that's all colors. Well, is that a bad joke? Maybe.
I don't think so. I mean, that's their flag.
Thank you. Okay.
Brian?
Yeah. Yeah, what do I do on my phone? I look up lyrics to songs.
Do you have Twitter? Spotify.
No. Oh, yikes. I do not have Twitter. Sorry, yikes. I know you like Twitter. I can't do it.
I love Twitter. Oh, my goodness.
I can't do Twitter, dude. It rots just my love brain.
That's kind of part of it, though. I know. That's like what you sign up for. It's like...
I can't... Here's my take is that I feel like I'm rotting my brain enough with Facebook Shorts. I can't get Twitter, you know? I can't do it.
Get off... Here's what I did. Get off Facebook Shorts. Get on Reels. Twitter 2. Golden.
Dude, wait. Twitter 2 dropped? That's crazy.
Yeah, sequel to Twitter 1, which was recently rebranded as like... L?
Yeah. It was one of the letters. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. 7. Oh, 7.
7, yeah. Rome, yeah, it's
my favorite letter, Arabic. Personally.
I like it. Yeah. I like it.
I don't know. Yeah. I think it could be better if it was... Yeah, how would you improve Twitter? I have some suggestions.
Well, here, honestly, I used to like Twitter more. In college, I used Twitter a lot. I feel like maybe I was funnier in college, so I'd actually think of like funny stuff to tweet. But there were like a solid 6 or 7 people, you being one of them, Tim, Keziah... Josiah maybe was on Twitter at some point, Link and Bryant, who would like actually like my tweets, you know? I feel like there's not...
You have some banger tweets.
Thank you. I feel like there's not...
No, I'm saying like literally by the numbers you have banger tweets. Like it's not me. I agree. I also think that, but also I'm not just trying to like pump you up. I'm like, you actually have some banger tweets.
Just dropping data right now. At some point, I switched from saying data to data. I don't know when that happened, but it's official.
Your border or your header is so funny.
Walter. Yeah, guys, look me up on Twitter. I don't remember.
Oh, yeah. They're good tweets. They're all such good tweets.
There's no way I got more than 20 likes on a tweet. You know what I'm saying?
I definitely think you did.
Wow.
Let me look through while we're talking about it. I really enjoy Twitter and the stupid little tweets I can make.
I do like getting on every now and then just to check what you're cooking up. It's always pretty funny.
What I'm specifically saying. Do you want to hear my most recent one that I'm pretty proud of some of these tweets.
Yeah, let's just pretend like I'm scrolling. I just want to hear what you're saying these days. You know?
So I think I've always said my funniest periods of my life have always been when it's like most messed up type thing. So during expulsion, I had a series of back-to-back-to-back, like just like hitting.
Yeah, I
still go back and read them, and like that's pretty funny.
Just some smackers back-to-back.
Yeah, exactly. And my pinned tweet is, I want to hunt the Serta sheep with the picture of the Serta sheep. I think that's funny.
What is a Serta sheep?
Do you know who the Serta sheep? Like the match company?
Just show me what's up. He's flipping. Oh, that guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's get rid of him. Let's poach that bad boy.
And then this one I tweeted 2 days ago. I think it was at like 10 p.m. Okay. What do modern pirates do when they get a ship? Like, do they drive it around and hit other ships like GTA? Personally, I would do that. And I stand by that.
Yeah.
Have you seen videos?
Of pirates?
Yeah, like pirates in the modern. I don't know what your algorithm's telling you on Facebook, but for mine, it's like, here's a video of these speedboats riding up alongside a container ship and like taking it over.
Wow.
Yeah, it's super sick. You know, I'm kind of always wondering, like, what happens, you know, they get up to the driver's room. What's it called? The bridge?
The driver's room? Like the.
The bridge.
Oh. The poop deck is the only one I know. So what you swab yeah. that.
Yep.
I don't know if you swab
one of those ears.
What?
Ears.
Ears? Oh, you swab your ears. Yeah.
Swab your ears, yeah.
Yeah. If in the case of your family, you swap phone numbers.
Swap phone numbers,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah? Anyway, I forgot what I was saying. But, oh, yeah, what do? They just drive around?
Yeah. I don't know. It's like GTA. Bump
into the ships.
Grand Theft Nautical.
Oh, that's good.
I don't know why I'm into these puns today. That one was
I was going to say GTA Grand Theft Aquatic, but
dang, not that's really
aquatic. But GTN is also very good.
Grand Theft Aquato. That's good.
GTM? Grand Theft Marine.
Not bad. Not bad. Grand Theft MMABB. Grand Theft. Wait, GTMMABB. Grand Theft Mermaid Man and Barnacle Boy.
Okay, that's good. That's good. I have GTFLOTSTC.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Grand Theft.
I know, but just say it.
Grand Theft Freight Logistics Company Over the Sea Shipping.
Oh.
Because they're big freighters. That one was a reach. I'll admit it. I'm a little strained from that. It didn't stretch out very well and just kind of went for it. So it's on me.
We'll end that segment here. But thanks, guys, for listening. Yeah.
Yeah.
Woo!
Sorry to let down. It's tough.
No, it's okay.
I think there's definitely... I agree with that. There's definitely some tweets I think that if I was the type to do it, I would pay for promoting it.
Yeah.
I think that's
one of
fair.
These days.
There's
you
some
should.
Tweets where I'm like, these should be popular more. Yeah. More popular.
Oh yeah, for sure.
The hard thing is you tweeted a lot, and so it's hard to find a specific banger. Oh, here it is. Here it is. 26 likes, wholesome, spiritual. Y'all mind if we show a little bit of grace to others in light of the immeasurable, undeserved grace Jesus shows us every single day?
Facts.
September 2nd, 2020.
Yeah, I was going to say, was that in 2020? Because that's when everybody was mad at each other. I was sick of it, dude.
You were mad at people being mad at each other.
I was. Well, yeah. Fight fire with fire, dude.
No, not mad at the people. You were just mad at the situation.
Yeah. Everybody was pressed.
Everyone was very unhappy.
And depressed.
It's like a nice mix. But yeah, otherwise, no. Oh, 29. This one's good. I bet you can tell me what it is. It's regarding a practice you have to maintain on about a yearly basis. You visit a person that does this.
Dentist.
Yeah, it's about the dentist.
Okay.
Can you tell me what it is?
It's not a tooth hurdy joke, is it?
No, it's not.
Okay, cool. Those recently, I think recently the tooth hurdy joke became funny again, just to put that out there.
I would agree.
What's the tweet? Dentist, me at the dentist. give me another hint. I can't remember.
He says this to make you go, ah.
Oh. He says, open up. Okay, I got it. And then I say, I spent far too much money on iPod Touch games back in 2011.
Really, that's so close. It's so close. But you're missing, it's like more open up-y, like therapy type thing. I'll give it to you.
I suck because I bought too many games.
No, it's every day I am plagued with guilt because of how much money I spent on iPod games when I was 12.
That's good. I like that. Plagued with guilt. That's some good diction there. Some good
syntax. It is. That's really good. Good writing.
Thank you.
And then, yeah, dentist, open your mouth, idiot. Very funny. I don't like the use of profanity, but that's okay.
Yeah. Well, I'll have our editor bleep that later. It's not good.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you. Bleep that, please.
Yep. Wow, that's good.
The guy, ooh, who's this about? Sitting in a car and the guy on Aux just skipped a Colony House song. Tell us who it is. Tell us who it was. This is back in August of 2019.
Okay.
And if it was me, you can tell me.
August of 2019. It... See, okay, what day in August?
Whatever. Nope, April 22nd. I was wrong.
Oh, of what year?
April 22nd of 2019.
Okay, that's freshman year of college. April, I would have been...
That was a Monday.
Probably driving somewhere with, like... You know, probably to... Oh, Monday? Oh, gosh. I was going to say to church or something. Man, I can't remember who that was. My first thought for some reason was Joseph, but I don't think he would do that to me. You know, he's too good of a friend.
Okay, but freshman year, we didn't know each other that well.
Yeah, freshman year, Joseph sucked. No, he was so nice. He was so nice, always.
But as the years went on, just...
Although, I will downhill. Say, Joseph, I love you. But you, when it comes to intramural sports, you are just a monster. An absolute monster. I think
about that. He's so competitive. All the time. I always think about... I saw him get really competitive one time. I don't remember what it was for. It might have been when we went to a soccer game or something.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, one time in like freshman or sophomore year, he invited me to come play intramural soccer indoor. It's so funny because I give tours at Cedarville as part of my job occasionally. Every time I do talk about right. this, I don't talk about Joseph being a monster, but I'll talk about like, I say like I showed up to this intramural soccer game and Joseph had warned me. Well, he hadn't warned me. He had told me like, hey, it's going to be really chill. Like people are not even that good. They just kind of like hang out. You can join in, have a good time. I show up and it was like freaking Ronaldo in there taking a beating on, you know, Pele.
No, yeah, there you go.
Yeah, but it was like a game of FIFA and just wild stuff. So I played for like 4 seconds and it was so funny. Before the game, I think we were in the dorm room. Joseph, super nice, super gentle. Just like, hey man, come and play. It'll be really fun. I show up. He is like a completely different person. You know how they say like when somebody gets hit on the head really, or let's say Joseph had a lobotomy before the game.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
His personality just shifted completely and he was a monster. I hate to say it. And then after the game, he's like, hey man, thanks for coming out. It was super fun. I'm like, ah.
Did you play at all? Or did you like, I would have checked myself out immediately. For about, I'm good. I'm done.
90 seconds, and then I said, stink this, bleep that out, I'm going to go sit on the sidelines. And I had a much better time on the sidelines. But
yeah. Did he like talk to you during the game at all?
Well, no, he was like yelling at people. I can see the look on his face. I don't think he ever yelled at me, but probably some dirty looks.
No, I know the look. I know the look you're talking about. I've seen that same like, look. I don't remember what it was, though.
Baring his teeth. Stone-faced a little bit, just like
yeah. His eyes always look completely different. You're like, oh yeah. Goodness, he's like actually really competitive right now. Yeah. Okay,
they're bright red, they're glowing. You know.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. It's scary. I'm thinking about it right now, and I don't want to.
Lasers kind of shooting here and there, willy nilly. Yeah,
and then he like yells.
Yeah, but it kind of sounds like
an individual.
Yeah, he sounds like you know. Guy from Jurassic Park, and by guy I mean a dinosaur. Like,
right, yeah, yeah, no, yeah, for sure. And then also it's interesting too because he's like, he has his like yelling, laughing yell, and then he has his like aggressive, competitive yell, and the aggressive, competitive one, that's scary.
Yeah, and when his eyes, like the slits in his eyes, turn like horizontal, and then he molts his skin. That's and he just kind of leaves it there on the court. It's kind of scary, you know. It's like
Just like. I, like, love the guy, and it's, like, super fun playing sports with him, but, like, when you're playing and he lashes you with his 30-foot-long spiked tongue, it kind of gets old, you know, just, like, a little bit, and it's, like, dressing those wounds you know, after facing him as the Megalodon he is and you being equipped with what? Nay, but a shield and a sword.
Yeah.
There's not much you can do.
Yeah. Man, when he,
overall, intramural sports, pretty good.
When he lays siege of your village and burns down all the people and kind of steals all the maidens, especially when
for real.
You had your one dame in particular. My maiden, specifically. Yeah. like I had my eye on her, and her dad had his eye on me, if you know what I mean, money wise. But then, my village gets burnt down and sieged, and he fills my moat with crocodiles. That's just bad.
He emptieth my coffers and taketh my maiden, and here I am left with naught. I gave but 3-4 pig for her, and now she's gone.
That dowry was...
the dowry was nigh. I saved up for years for it, and behold, and Joseph the Destroyer cometh into my flocks and ruineth.
He churned thy butter, but not in a nice way.
Butter churned, man.
Yeah.
Wheat threshed, butter churned, game over.
Yeah, I didn't realize he had a 30-foot tongue. I thought it was like 10 feet. I hadn't seen the whole thing.
Yeah, I mean, if you stayed in longer than 19 seconds, you would have probably seen it.
I don't know you guys were that close. I mean, kind of fun.
Oh, what a bit. That was a good one.
What a bit. Yeah, I like when you said not spelled N-A-U-G-H-T. I could tell you said it in that spelling. Yeah. I don't know if that's what you were thinking in your head.
No, I did. That for sure was.
I could tell it was that spelling. Yeah. I love the word dame for a girl.
A damsel.
Yes, a damsel. That's funny.
A damsel, a dame.
That's good. Wow.
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
Today, what were you going to say?
I was going to make a joke. You're good. It's past.
Do you want the joke to be lost forever?
Yeah, I do, actually. No, I think that wasn't even that funny.
Okay. Well, let me know if you want to say it later.
Okay.
Okay. I had a thought today about parenting. So, as you know, I have 4 kids, and I'm pretty absent, which kind of
sucks. 5th on the way.
Yeah. So, that's exciting. But
very exciting.
So, trying to figure out... you know, some stuff with that. It's scary to think about being a dad of 5 instead of dad of 4. But I was I'm currently at a speech and debate tournament in North Carolina.
Naturally, chilling. As you are.
I judged a couple speech rounds today, judged a debate round yesterday. But I was sitting at lunch in the, like, room that they have set up for the judges to, like, hang out. And I saw one of the judges, like a mom, walk in, her name was Deborah, ironically, and I saw her actually bashing a guy's head with a hammer. No, just kidding.
Right. Bible joke. For sure.
Yeah.
Brock.
Brock.
What was his name? There's a dude associated with that story too, isn't there?
I don't remember though.
I don't know why Brock is in my head, but I think that's Brock. More of a modern name.
When you talk about Brock, I only think about Pokemon. So.
Barack was his name.
Oh, like a Obama.
Continue your story.
Bashing my head.
So Deborah.
My fellow judges. So Deborah walks in with her kids.
Baby.
And we're bonding because I'm like, oh my gosh. Like, I could tell she's pregnant. Later on, I learned that she wasn't pregnant. Awkward. But I was like, hey, my wife's pregnant. And so... any new listeners gonna be so scared, like so confused, when they find out I actually have 6 kids,
7 kids,
just too many to count. So I watched her kids sit down, and like he was playing a game on his iPad. And here's my take: is that I think kids should play video games. I think that parents are currently misguided on the kind of video games to let their kids play. So, when I was growing up, we had, like, the DS or PSP or whatever. I played DS all the time. I thought it was great. I don't see kids playing DSs these days. I feel like I don't see kids playing, like, console games these days. And I don't know why, but I feel like parents are more likely to let their kids play on an iPad, play a game on their iPad versus a game on, like, a DS, which is so weird because I think of the games I played on my DS... Pokemon. I dropped so many hours into Pokemon. Games like Smash Bros on my 3DS, or games like Mario Kart DS. Great game.
Yeah.
You know, all these games that are like more wholesome, I think. You know, you learn how to I don't know, go through a whole storyline, how to put a lot of effort and work into something. I don't want to make it sound too deep, like playing Pokemon on your DS.
No, I agree.
But I was watching this kid play a game on his iPad where, here's what happened. I can't explain what's going on, but there was a jail, like a jail cell, that opened up. Donald Trump walked out, gave you a bunch of money, and then the next 30 seconds was this kid just tapping on his screen because it was like foreign money, like 100 peso bills or something. Foreign money he was just tapping to collect. That was the whole game, is that Donald Trump comes out of prison, gives you 100 foreign dollars, and then you're just tapping to get the money.
Dang.
I don't understand what I was watching. I don't
that
get it.
That sounds like awful. Do you like have the name though? Because like,
yeah.
Dude, I just want to like look for myself to make sure it's as bad as like I think it is.
Dude, I need to like get this name so I can report the app.
Right, and like, you know, like leave like a bad review and like, you know, log some hours in it so that I can like leave an honest review. Yeah. Just like that sounds like bad. I might have to like. No, but I agree like fully.
Bro, you have the name of the like that app's PR person. Like, I can get in touch about like sponsorship deal just so I. Just, oh, like, goodness. So I can kind of take him down from the inside, but then, like, be forced to play it for a while, make some money myself, like, maybe
four. You know, I'll be right up. Dude, that sounds fantastic. I want to play that game right now.
Yeah. I don't know what the game was. It was whack.
But
I was
no, like, I'm just kidding.
Let kids play Pokemon again.
Like, let's I think it's Pokemon. Interesting because I feel like modern games, especially phone games, have, like, 1,000 levels.
Yeah.
And so you beat levels, bang, bang. Like, they're easy to beat. It's just repetitive with altercations. And let's say, like, it's a racing game in the course or whatever. Or, like, a bubble busting. Like, you know those, like, connect the colors and they blow up and then it goes down. You know, fun. Those games?
Okay. Pretty colors.
Yeah. Stimulation. I think they just have a billion levels that are kind of the same thing going on with, like, very minor alterations between each level to get harder. So that people stay on them longer because they can just rip through levels and get that feeling of accomplishment over very small periods of time. Versus what you're saying with the DSs and in the long form games they're playing to achieve a goal that they might not get to in one day unless they sit and just play straight up. But it's the drive. It sounds so dumb because it is video games. But the drive to come back to the game.
Yeah.
Like the drive to come back and finish a goal that you're working on but have not completed. And I agree, like, that is kind of scary to think what these kids being trained on the dopamine hits being ding, 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 ding. First time they come up to school and their tests, they have 3 tests a year and they lead up to them. And then you have great, like, it's long, life is full of long-term crap.
I like that. I like that draw into it.
Yeah. Like, life is full of long-time stuff. And if you're used to, like, banging out, for example, grades, you know, you have a whole year in first, whole year in second, third, like, all the way up. It's just like... It makes me scared for the young people's resilience and their ability to commit to a goal for a long time.
Yeah.
So
you know what an hour of Pokemon is? You're trying to get from one town to the next town where you find out one thing at this one town that tells you to go back to the other town. Meanwhile, you're walking through a field of grass for 45 minutes and every 5 seconds you're running into a Pokemon or a trainer and you're having to fight them over and over and over, get a little bit stronger every time. You know what that's teaching kids? Perseverance. That's teaching kids to ration or use their resources wisely. It's teaching kids to, let's say, take their dog, for example, and make it fight another dog until the other dog is presumably dead. You know, that's what we're teaching our kids.
Yeah.
And so the third one, obviously, not real. I know that because I have a lot of kids. But the first two, honestly, pretty good. I think they're good things to learn. And then after, you know, 3 weeks of playing, maybe then you beat the boss. But then you can go back and get more Pokemon. Yeah, I don't know. I was just thinking about that.
It's just, I mean, it's just like the hard thing too, though, is as you're describing Pokemon, how you play it, I don't want to play that at all.
It's great, though.
Give me my stupid little levels that I can just bang out, because that, I'm not going to lie, I would never play that game.
Ethan's an iPad kid, confirmed.
I am an iPad kid. I need my silly little show when I sit down to eat dinner or lunch.
I'm that way, too, unfortunately, but I used to not be.
Dude, I'm a so big dumb. YouTube with dinner guy.
I just did that 10 minutes before we started this podcast.
Same, but what else are you supposed to do? Stare at the wall?
Sit with my thoughts? I don't know.
No, that's for nighttime.
Oh, thank you.
Nighttime is sit with thoughts time. And nighttime is lay in bed, read book, and then get sleepy, and then close book, roll over, and think until you're asleep.
Yeah. Huh.
That's how it works for me, at least.
Yeah, fair enough. Wow. Well, it's something to think through. As you start to have children, and as our viewers start to have children, eventually, inevitably, or not, what is that little like button you just threw on your FaceTime? That's hilarious.
Did it do it?
Yeah, it went burn, 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 and a like button came out of a bubble. So
I'm trying to get mine to do that because it does it on like.
Wow, that's awesome. Anyway.
Oh, I did it. I did it again.
Wow. Nice job. It looks like a thumbs up to me. I mean, what you're doing, like that total. Oh. Maybe like turn it like that. No, that's a thumbs down.
I know, but I think you can do both.
Huh. Interesting.
I think there's something too where if I do that, it does lasers. How come it doesn't do that, dude?
Wow.
Maybe I need to move back a little bit.
It's not working. Dude. Hold it up like here. Oh, what the?
Did yours just do it?
It just did it. I saw it. And then like tilt it. Yeah. No, it's not working. Oh, there you go.
Oh, you have to hold it.
Yeah, you were like flailing your arms around too much, I think. No? Nothing so far. Is it that or is it this? Like rock on. Yeah, it's not working.
I'm going to do the effect anyways.
Oh, lasers, dude, rave. That's sick.
That was good podcasting there for a second.
Yeah, no, that was good. That was a cultural reset.
Yeah, it was. We're even talking about, it completely logged me out of whatever.
We're talking about raising children.
Oh, raising children, right, as we let this. That's, I mean, 90% of what this podcast is.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Have you heard, or have you, I guess, heard of is dumb. Have you seen any content on the Apple Vision Pro that just dropped?
Oh, I wanted to talk about this. Yeah? Yes, I have.
Okay, what have you watched?
Oh, my goodness. I've seen, like, dystopian stuff. I don't know what you've seen, but 90% of mine has been dystopian.
Okay. Elaborate.
Like, people getting out of, I saw there's this video of a guy getting out of a Tesla truck. And, like, walking to wherever he's heading, and he's, like, grabbing stuff in the sky and being all, like, futuristic-y, you know. Makes me think of Iron Man when he's making his first Iron Man suit, and he's, like, has that computer, whatever, with Jarvis. That's what makes me think of. I've also seen videos of a guy on a subway doing the kind of same thing. I think what makes it look so insane is the hand motions while looking also completely dead stone-faced, and no one can see what you're doing. Yeah. I think that's what like the uncanny valley action is going on.
Yeah, it's wild.
What have you seen?
Well, I watched MKBHD dropped Marcus Brownlee. He dropped like a trilogy of videos that are great, fantastic. Go ahead and watch those. And then I watched Casey Neistat's new video on the Vision Pro. And honestly, I don't know why. Something about it, I feel like it was one of the best videos I've ever seen on YouTube. The one that he dropped.
Oh, so I should watch it?
You should. It's like both very informative, but also funny because it's just him walking around New York. And he doesn't care at all about, he has no social anxiety. And he's just like on the subway using it. Everybody's like taking videos of him. He like, they went into a Krispy Kreme donut shop and they're like ordering donuts. He's just standing there and he'll like go back and forth between what he looks like in real life and then what he's seeing. He's seeing like a butterfly flying around his world and then like a dinosaur popping out of nowhere. And then all you see in real life is him just standing there like weird posture, holding up his donut, like trying to get the butterfly to land on it. But he's just like flailing his donut around. People are like standing 2 feet from him. Taking videos. It's hilarious.
I'm excited to watch this now. Yeah, I might need a second round of of YouTube time.
Yeah, it's like 10 minutes. It's one of the best videos I've honestly ever seen on YouTube. But yeah, and his take is basically that this is a completely, entirely new feeling that he's had, like, on Earth. Was sitting in New York and being able to see everything around him and being around real people, but also, like, having, like, he was talking about, like, watching the new Mr. Beast, sick. The new Mr. Beast video in the sky in Times Square with people, like, he can also see and hear people around him. He was like, it was the most surreal feeling of his life. And I was like, man, that is fascinating stuff.
Should we go to an Apple store and, like, try them on?
I can't imagine they're letting people. Do you think they would? I mean,
I'm sure down, okay, not immediately, but I'm sure down the road.
If they do, then yeah, that sounds awesome.
Either that or you get to know somebody who has them.
Yeah. Although it seems like a very personal product. Like, you kind of
see.
So that's where it's tough to know how to try it, you know? Maybe you can. I don't know. Maybe it's, like, not that deep. But,
like, you can, I feel like it's a very personal product. I'm thinking of it differently as you're thinking about it. I'm thinking about it as a very personal product, meaning not to be used out in public.
Oh.
Like, that's, like, I think of it as, like, your laptop, where it's, like, you do that, you sit at your desk and you have your laptop on. If you're sitting at your desk and you have your goggles on, I'm, like, totally fine. There's something off-putting about watching someone walk around in those glasses.
Yeah. It is odd. And something else that Casey said was that after, like, an hour, he kind of forgot he was wearing it, in a sense. He was like, there's a moment weird where it kind of clicked, where you, like, kind of forgot it was on. And Marquez says the same thing, is, like, he had it on for a couple hours, like, at his desk. And he'd be, like, looking up to the right, and that's where his Apple Music thing is up. And then he took them off, went and, like, did a couple errands or chores or something, came back and, like, didn't have them on, but then looked up to, like, try to turn on his music, and, like, it wasn't there. And he was, like, shocked that this window wasn't floating in real life. Like, it's on one hand very cool, but also on the other hand a little bit, like, unnerving, you know? It's very fascinating.
That is off-putting.
It's a little off-putting. I don't know if I'm freaked out by it because it's new, or if I'm freaked out because this is, like, the
start of Wall-E. Yeah, are you freaked out about it, or are you, like, this is, like, fine?
Not necessarily. I think it's fine. Something that he said in his video, or I think maybe Casey did, was, like, I could see this one day, and I don't think he's, like, wanting this to happen, but he's, like, I could see one day, instead of waking up, and or, like, you leave the house and you put your phone in your pocket, you leave the house and you put on the goggles. And to be fair, at that point, he was like, maybe in the future, the goggles will not be goggles. They'll be like a pair of glasses or something like that. You know, like Google Glass. And he's like, maybe before you leave the house, you put your Google Glass on. And then you can just say, like, hey, send a text to this person. Set my calendar for this. You know, where it's like your new phone. But there's also the thought that I feel like people have been realizing that maybe we weren't actually created to use our technology that much. Like, so it's kind of a step in the right direction, but also a step in the wrong direction at the same time. We'll just have to see what happens.
Yeah. What do you think about, like, the Neuralink?
I don't really know much about that. Is that Elon?
It's basically Google Glass, but installed to your head.
That sounds wildly
It's super wrong. Sketch, and it's barely even close at all, but also, I think it's funny, too, because I was such a big Google Glass guy. I thought they were so sick. I remember I was signed up for, like, the developer program and, like,
really?
I applied so many times to buy them.
No way.
If I was any younger and had access to a credit card, I'm sure I would have, like, paid something online to be, like, get a pair. But
that's crazy.
I remember I signed up to be, like, a tester or whatever, and I, like, you have to, like, write to, like, write an essay about, like, why you should test them. I was, like, 14, maybe 13. Yeah. And I was, like, I'm very good at understanding consumer. It was just garbage. Just sent it off to Google, straight to the recycle bin, I'm sure.
Oy.
But in the moment, I was, like, dude, that would have been so sick. And I still kind of do be, like, I think my main issue with it is it's basically like a mask, and it feels uncomfortable seeing that someone's face just like blocked off like that. Like, I'm like, I don't like that. And also the wire. I understand it's hard to fit a battery into something like that.
Oh, yeah.
But the wire, I think, just looks so weird. I don't like that.
Yeah.
But yeah. Yeah. I don't know. It's a very, very... I think the biggest thing to me is it's so impressive how well made it is and how thought through. Like, I have the video, Casey video, up kind of like watching clips of it right now.
Yeah.
First off, I noticed the FaceTime... where it cuts the rest, like, he can take a FaceTime call and, like, how does it record his face?
Well, it actually makes like, a little guy of you, and then it shows that guy. So, like, it's not necessarily real, but...
But it textures with all your skin and stuff.
Yeah, like, you, like, take a photo of yourself with the goggles.
It's very fascinating. It's just crazy.
It's also, I didn't realize that when you could see the world around you, it's not... You're not looking through the glass, which is actually, which is what I thought it was. It's like incredibly high quality cameras that are then stitching together the world around you. But then, but it's like 12 milliseconds of latency. And so it's like incredible. And Marquez was like, people were throwing stuff at me. I could catch it. I could play ping pong with this on. Like, you can pretty much do anything. Like, you can look down and text, but it's like, you're just looking at screens. You're not actually looking at the world around you, but it's so good and so little lag that it feels completely real.
Isn't that crazy? I didn't know that. That is insane.
It's insane. It makes it worse, but also better, you know?
Yeah, because then it's like you're not even looking at you're the not real even world. In, you're looking at pixels.
It's crazy.
And if you want to get like, dude, you want to get a little meta or like a little conspiracy with it?
Yeah.
Bro, the government, dude, they could control what you see. If they could control of that and make you wear them, they could control and be like, look how beautiful your world is. You can only wear them when you're inside or outside. You won't even know.
Yeah.
Dude. No, that's like a dumb thing, but that's like where my brain kind of went. I'm not going to lie.
Dude, Fruit of the Loom, they're going to take this. They're going to make it so every time you look at the Fruit of the Loom logo, there's no cornucopia. Because they want you to believe that there was never a cornucopia. You know what I'm saying?
But there was.
There was. I mean, what's the...
There was, isn't there? Or was this another Berenstain Bears thing?
It's another Berenstain...
Mandela effect.
Yeah, Nelson Mandela effect, I think.
When I search Fruit of the Loom, the first result is cornucopia.
Exactly. It's like when Disney made Frozen just because their Walt Disney's head wasn't a block of ice. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Real ones now.
No, it always had a cornucopia in it. Like, that's not a
question. It had one. It had one. I don't get it. It had one.
Yeah,
it Where'd did. It go?
No, it definitely did, dude. I think more recently they've left it, but... Dude, I hate looking up those Mandela effects.
Yeah, what are some others? Other than, I mean, Berenstain Bears, of course. There's some very fascinating ones out there.
Let's see. My kids, there's not a lot of good. The Berenstain Bears one is the most, is like the best one I've seen.
Yeah.
I like the Fruit of the Loom one now, though.
Where'd the cornucopia go? I don't
Where'd it go? I liked it, personally. Yeah, I don't know. I can't find many more beyond that.
I don't know.
I thought there was going to be a litany of them when I searched it up, but there isn't.
Yeah. That's okay.
Intriguing, to say the least.
Yeah.
Tax season coming up.
Oh, yeah.
You done taxes April? Yet? Yeah.
I haven't done anything yet.
I know. I need to
get... I haven't even paid them in a while. Wait, what?
No, I need to do my tax. I just haven't done them in so long. And or last time I did them on TurboTax, but I only had basically since I've had this past year like 4 different income streams. Yeah.
Rip.
It's gonna be tough having to do all those W whatevers.
W-2. You just grind too much, I think.
Hmm.
Too much grinding.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. Just like dedicated to my craft. And
yeah,
I don't know about you, but all these podcast earnings just like makes taxes such a headache now, because it's like claiming, you know, billions of dollars in revenue and just like having to deal with tax loopholes and stuff.
Come on. I wish I could just tell the IRS, like, hey, I'm a Sigma. Don't make me file my taxes. I have too many side puzzles.
Really, I'll literally pay you $1 million to just like not have me do them today.
Yeah.
Like, that's a chump change to me. So it's like, whatever.
Facts. Yeah. It's like, what? It's like I make that every 3 seconds with my drop shipping account. You know, it's like, whatever.
It's like between drop shipping, the podcast, my multi level medium scheme, mm-hmm. or, you know, business, multi level marketing. Is that what it is?
Yep.
Is that what MLM stands for?
Yep.
I don't know.
No, I think it stands for clicks per milli.
Okay, yeah. CPM, clicks per milli.
And I mean, that's another thing. I'm having so many millis that I'm just making. I mean, I'm making a milli per hour. Yeah.
A milli millis.
Yeah. Milli right, milli right.
What is milli milli? What is a billion millions?
Oh, a billion? No. That's 1,000 millions. Oh, crap. That's a pretty big number. I'm going to guess like...
What is 1 million millions?
I'm going to guess how many zeros. I'm going to guess like 11 or... I'm going to guess 12 zeros. It's going to be way more, though. 30 one zeros. Million. It's going to have like
1 million or 100,000 is natural following that. Okay, that doesn't help me.
No, that's nothing.
1 million?
Hmm.
A million millions is 1 1 million, and another million on top of that is a trillion? Is it a trillion?
No. No. Really? No, it's not.
Dude, why is this putting my brain in a pretzel? Is this not a hard... Is this hard?
It is to me.
Okay, what if you're 1 million times 1 million? Would it just be 1 million?
1 times 1 million is 1 million, yeah.
So what is 1 million times 1 million?
Okay, let's do this. Let's do this. What's 10 times 10? A hundred. So that goes from 1 0.
No, Mitchell, zeros. This makes sense. Wait, give me. So, what? 1, 1, 2, 3 is 1,000. Million is 2 sets of 6s. Times 1 million is 1e to the 12th.
Oh, okay.
A trillion. Yeah, it is a trillion.
Oh gosh.
Oh, that's, man, crazy. Welcome. Dude, I didn't like that. I didn't like that Bagel University segment at all.
I didn't either.
That was impromptu terrible. Impromptu
Bagel U was bad.
Not good.
My math skills have dwindled drastically over the past year.
Mine just died.
Just real bad, real bad.
I don't have anything.
Man. Oh. Bring your story from last week just to cleanse us from this.
Yeah, that'd be really good right now.
So I'm going to be in our good old buddy Tim Craig's wedding, which is kind of fun.
Aw, that's fun.
Yeah. And he was sending us like the suits to buy, you know, the piece of clothing on this website, suitshop.com. And so it was like, you know, it had like the jacket, the pants, the belt, the tie, the shoes, the socks. And it was like some of them were required. The jacket, the pants, and the tie were required. So I figure out my size. I put those all in. And then I see shoes not required, but then the shoes say, like, black Oxford shoes - Mitchell. I'm like, oh. So they're not required, but they're, like, specific to me. So, like, maybe they're my size or something. Or maybe, like, everybody's wearing different shoes. I'm like, I don't know. So I text him, and I'm like, hey, like, I see that they're not required, but like it says my name on it. So should I still buy them? Like, just, you know, and I'm pondering this for a little while. And right. Then I have a crazy thought. what if like the name of the shoes is Mitchell? And I think, no, surely not.
Surely not. That is a brand.
So then, well, like on the shoe shop website, I'm like, surely they don't make a shoe called Mitchell. And then I Google or I search on their website shoes, and then there's black Oxford shoes, Vincent or something, and then there's black Oxford shoes, Mitchell. And then I realize the shoes are literally my name. So then I text him back and I'm like, bro, I'm an idiot. The shoes are my name. I'm not going to buy these shoes. And then he was like freaking out. And he was like, dude, one of the ties is named after me. There's a Timothy tie. So pretty much half the wedding party is now on this website being sold. Like, we just need a few more and then we got the complete set. We need the Blake pants. Yeah. The Matt socks, you know.
That's funny. That's I feel like that would have been a little bit of an insult if it was just for you.
He's like, I know.
Everyone else I know, but Mitchell, clearly, hey, dude, shoes. Dude. Have you shown up to a lot of events with him barefoot?
I haven't. Yeah.
Okay.
But I was thinking of starting, so this was probably a good nudge in the other direction, you know?
Yeah. No, that makes sense.
I was thinking, like, Tim was thinking, like, okay, I mean, I know that, like, Father of the Bride, I know that, like, my best man, they have nice black shoes. But Mitchell, there's no chance that guy has nice black shoes. I gotta make sure this guy buys them. And I gotta make sure everybody knows that he needs them, you know?
That was my original thought, but I didn't want to insult you like that. But now that you say that, yeah.
Yeah, next time just say it. I can handle it.
Okay, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'd fully doubt that, but yeah, you got it.
Yeah, okay, thanks. Means a lot.
Oh, man. I mean, there's not the thing, I think, with right now, just not that much happening.
No.
In my life. Yeah. The only thing I came into this podcast with was the phone story.
Nice.
You know, but I think that's, you know.
I talked about all my things.
I'm out.
I'm in Black Mountain, North Carolina right now, which is east of Asheville. And there's not a lot here. So my thing has been go to Ingles grocery store and buy like a ready-to-cook microwave meal and then just sit and eat that on the couch. So those meals, honestly, not that good. Like, I had a pizza today, like one of the personal pizzas. Pretty bad, TBH.
So we're not looking good out in Angles.
No, I mean, it's like the stuff that you buy in the little box. I bought some Uncrustables because I was like, I love PB&J. I don't want to buy a whole jar of peanut butter and a whole thing of jelly just to make a PB&J.
Oh, you're right. Makes sense.
I didn't realize you have to thaw Uncrustables before eating them. I bite into this thing and it is just like, the outside is like pretty soft, like bread. But then the inside is just like, I chomped down, it's darn, you know, it's like I bit into a pole or something. And then I realized you have to thaw it. So the inside was just frozen. So then I put it in the microwave.
As you microwaved it?
Just to thaw it out. You know, I'm a chef. I'm a cook.
Right. No, yeah, I know that.
Yeah. He a runner, he a track star. Put it in there. And then I take a bite. It's pretty warm. And then it's like I'm doing surgery on this thing. It spurts the jelly out onto my shirt. It looks like blood, too. It's like, you know, kind of dark red, warm, runny, kind of nasty. But I'm like, at this point, I'm licking my shirt. So that's what I've been up to today.
My favorite thing about that is knowing that you weren't mad. You were probably just like sad about how it was going.
Yeah, I wasn't mad. I was just like, oh, man. Oh, great.
Man, dude, come on.
Like, that's the noise I made.
That's just so funny.
And I licked it up. I also bought some of these. Honey Gram O's. You ever had these?
No.
These things are so good. And I ate pretty much the whole box in a day. So.
Good. Had to restock.
Making good choices around here. Yeah.
Oh, we all do.
Yeah. And another good news on my front. Remember when I almost bought a Switch last week?
Right.
Well, didn't work. She sold it right under my hat.
Right under your butt.
But somebody at Cedarville is selling a Switch, and so I'm going to buy it on Friday. So,
wait, so did you sell your Switch and now you have no Switch again?
I still have a Switch. Oh, okay. I've been playing Rocket League on it. But I'm going to sell this Switch, make a profit, maybe.
No, you're making sense right now.
And then, basically, I bought the other Switch for pretty much the same price. So, well, okay, no. Let's do the math. I'm going to be transparent with my money. I spent $90 on the Switch Lite. I bought a case for $10, $20,
$13. $103.
$103. So I've spent that much money. Then I buy this Switch for $230, I think. So a little hefty, but it's like from a reputable source, a guy that I sort of know, you know. And so it's like, okay, and I don't have to go anywhere sketchy to get it. Like, it's just on campus. I spent $230. That's $333. Then I sell my Switch Lite for like $103. Then it's like I spent just the normal price on the Switch. So I guess I'm not
actually making any money. There's kind of no difference. I mean, the thing is, like, you're still spending that money.
It's just more work on my part, really.
Right.
Yeah, it's just another side hustle for me, you know.
I know, you're full of them. You're always full of them.
Flipping switches.
Oh, yeah.
Another pun.
You and your side hustles, man.
I know. Just, yeah, don't even ask me about my alpaca farm in the Netherlands.
Well, I know all about that. You and your alpaca farm. The new Airbnb. Yeah, I know. Yeah, they say real estate's the most solid income source, but I think it is alpacas. I think you're right on that.
Yeah. Yeah, I think mine is making all four of my children work at Burger King and then taking their paychecks without telling them. That's some passive income.
No, 100%. I agree.
That's why we have kids, you know? Make them do stuff for us.
They're more of an income source than they are an impressionable young being that will become something greater in the future.
Yep. And pretty much that's how the mindset was back in the day of having a dame, you know, Joseph's time.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it was like to have kids. They would raise you when you got old. Well, they would clean you up.
Yeah. You lost me a little bit.
Whew. Yeah.
For sure, though.
For sure, dog.
I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
Well.
Man.
I have to go to the bathroom.
All right.
Yeah.
Cool. So are you gonna do that?
I was gonna go to the toilet, but maybe I will just go in my pants. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah.
That was too graphic. I'm sorry. I'm cut that out.
Tight.
For sure. Oh, bleep.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, no.
Well,
you have anything else?
I talked about everything I wrote down.
I know. I don't have a ton. I mean, other than watch out for next week's episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A week from today, brother bud.
Watch out for that. It'll be very, very exciting.
Yes, yes.
So I'll see you for that, which is exciting, coming up also. Is it episode 50?
50. Yeah.
Oh, that's why we're doing it, duh.
You know it.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. Yeah, I'll for sure come back. We'll come out there and hang out and make this new exciting episode nobody's heard before.
Nobody knows what it's going to be like.
Nope. No one has a clue.
Not even me. I'm just kidding. I do.
I don't. I have no idea. I'm just going to show up and see what happens.
Yep. All right. Well,
but yeah.
Have a good week.
Yeah, you too. Everyone else out there, stay safe. Drive safe. We'll see ya.
Have fun watching the big game on Sunday.
Yeah, you got plans for that?
Yeah, my growth group.
There you go.
Getting together. Yeah.
Who do you think's got it? Yeah, real quick, final moments. Who's got it? I'm gonna go with Niners.
I think I'm gonna go Chiefs. I'm gonna go 21 to, let's go kind of weird, 18. Why not?
21-18?
Yeah. Chiefs, they got win. 3 touchdowns, but they didn't get any extra points because they sit.
Okay, I'm gonna do we're gonna do 20 7-17.
Okay.
10-point margin.
Not bad.
Niners by 10+.
Wow.
And I have no reason for that bat. I don't know. I just like it.
Yeah. Well, I think that's going to happen now because you manifested it, and that's how life works.
Yeah, I agree. So we'll have to – we'll check back in on that. Let me take note of what those bets were. What was it? I said Niners by 10 or more.
Mm-hmm. I said 21 to 18, Chiefs.
Oops. That'd be minus 9 points. You said what?
21 to 18.
Okay. And we'll check back in next week on how we hit. I don't think we did. On our special episode.
Oh, man. All right.
Well. Alrighty. Thank you, everyone, for listening.
Yeah, thanks. Have a good week, y'all.
Have a good week.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bagel.